South Dakota air quality has been affected this summer by wildfires in other states, particularly those to the west. According to the National Interagency Fire Center, there were 16 active large fires burning in Montana as of Tuesday, August 28th. There are also 8 in California, 11 in Oregon, another 11 in Washington, 13 in Idaho, 9 in Colorado, and 2 in Wyoming. At times, the South Dakota sun is dim, even in a cloudless sky. All that smoke can cause health problems, especially for vulnerable people. Dr. Chirag Patel is a Rapid City pulmonary and critical care physician. He says the people most affected by inhaling smoke are the ones closest to the source, but there is a significant downwind effect, especially on the eyes and lungs. He says because smoke particles are small, they can irritate and inflame the small airways and be particularly concerning for people who have chronic lung or heart disease. Patel says he has not treated a lot of patients in Rapid City for problems associated with smoke. The patients displaying the most symptoms are those with more sensitive asthma or more severe COPD. He lists some reasons people might want to seek medical help.
If someone is having a much more difficult time breathing, struggling to breathe, sometimes people that have bad lung disease often keep an oxygen saturation machine at home. So if they start noticing their oxygen saturation is lower, if somebody has bad heart disease and because of the stress of breathing is causing chest pains, that could be a prompt to send somebody to come into the hospital as well.
Patel says people can find daily air quality information online. He suggests airnow.gov. That information can guide people toward taking protective measures. When smoke levels are high, people should keep house and car windows closed and set air conditioning to recirculate, and they should not use the fireplace or create other forms of indoor smoke. Patel says people choosing to wear masks need to find good ones.
The masks that you get at stores are usually good at keeping large particles out, like sawdust and things like that, but smaller particles like smoke, it's not going to keep out. So for those things, you need a higher quality mask, like a HEPA mask or an N95 mask.
And he says people of all sizes need protection.
Children are particularly sensitive because they're growing, and per pound, they actually take in more air than adults. So, you know, kids would also be important to protect.
Smoke inhalation symptoms are similar to allergies. Patel says if you don't usually have seasonal allergies, and now you do, it's probably the smoke. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.